This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Xiaoning and Roshan. Now, things have been somewhat topsy-turvy over in PKR. We've been seeing PKR leaders take jabs at one another, and there was also talk that there would be not one, but two meetings happening at the same time this weekend.
Yes, so that one would be the National Delegates meeting at Malacca International Trade Centre. It's the PKR AGM or Congress, essentially. Another was supposedly an unofficial meeting at the Renaissance KL, where those loyal to the party's deputy president, Azmin Ali, are expected to gather. But now Dato Sri Azmin Ali appears to have mended ties with the party president, Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim.
Yeah, Azmin and Anwar both shared a photo of the two of them meeting last night, remarking that all problems can be resolved. And PKR Communications Director Fahmi Fazil also then confirmed that Azmin will open the party's Youth and Women's Wings Congress in Malacca.
So for some thoughts on what's going on internally with PKR, we have on the line with us this morning Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow with the Ilham Centre. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hamidin. So what do you think is going to happen this weekend, what with the two parallel PKR meetings scheduled?
I think on that issue is already solved late yesterday when Azmin said that he's going to attend and officiate the Wings Congress in Malacca. And I think at the same time, what's going to happen is going to be one big, more kind of show to the public that PKR is okay, and that's what happened in Malacca. I don't think Renaissance rumors event will take place. Yeah.
Now, do the recent developments signal the death knell for PKR? How much significance do you give this meeting between Dato Sri Anwar and Dato Sri Azmin Ali?
I think the meeting yesterday was very timely, and in fact, for us, the analysis we looked at is very much very late. Both of them take very late. It's almost 24 hours before the Congress. But I think it's not a death knell to PKR. If you look, I think almost most of the problem occurred after the PKR elections last year, which I think there is some leadership problems happen. Too many power struggles and too many, in my point of view, personal bickering happened among the leadership in the party. But I think now it seems that everything is under control, and Ibrahim seems still in control of the party. And I think Azmin gave olive branch by go and meet him yesterday in Parliament. So I think it's going to be, for the timing, I think everything seems calm in PKR leading to the Congress.
But is just one meeting enough to kind of calm the situation or give the sense that the party is united or at least connected with each other?
Not really. I think that is just very much, as I say, that is very much a PR move by both of them to calm things down, because every eyes, I think, on PKR, you know, there's three-party conventions over this week, but I think every eyes on PKR. What Azmin and Anwar did very much is try to calm things down, especially among the supporters of both, because what going happen to PKR definitely will affect not only the government, but also on the PH overall.
So how much of a distraction is this infighting from the broader task of governing the nation? Do you see this impacting the broader coalition?
Yes, definitely. I think what happened in PKR is going to impact the broader coalition of PH, because PKR have the largest number of MP in Parliament, one of the biggest party, and in fact, historically, everybody basically contested election under PKR logo. So PKR do play a big role in coalition government. And overall, I think, as I said earlier, the impact in PKR, the clash between Anwar and Ibrahim that could split the party, will definitely be impacted at the PH government.
So it is still 3 years to go before GE15. And a lot of the discussion around the infighting, the observations thus far, have been kind of focused on the fact that this might impact Pakatan Harapan's chance at re-election. So now that Dato Sri Azmin Ali and Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim appear to have resolved some of their differences, do you think that concern is still warranted?
I think, yeah, the concern is still there. I think, as Lynn mentioned just now, is one meeting enough just a day before the Congress? I think both parties will look to understand the concessions made by both leaders. I think this is the most important thing in PKR. I think everybody is looking what's the next move. What's going to happen in Congress is another thing. Is the attacking continues etc. So I think PKR is still under under radar on what's happened and how it will impact the PH.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hamidin, for your insight. And that was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, research fellow with the Ilham Center. Quite an interesting move there on the part of Dato Sri Azmin Ali as well as Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim to kind of so visibly extend that olive branch. It's like, oh, you know, fences are mended, everything's hunky dory. But it's like you said, right, Shaning? It's like we're uncertain as to whether one meeting can really put aside all of the bad blood that seems to have been generated over the past few months.
Yeah, and the fighting is not just only between, or at least the visible fighting between Azmin and Anwar. It's also between their respective supporters, right? And it went all the way to even Sarawak, where there was infighting at PKR Sarawak between the two, you know, between the two camps. But yesterday, for sure, the optics, they really wanted the public to know that the two had met. I don't know about y'all, but my social media was flooded with pictures of them sitting down together at Parliament having what appeared to be a very cozy chat. But I think what is more interesting is going to be is like what is going to be happening at the Congress this weekend. Will they still kiss and make up, or will there be some revelations at that Congress which kind of suggests that the spat will continue?
Yeah, well, a picture is worth a thousand words. So just having that image spread around it's a marketing effort to kind of calm things down as to how, I mean, I think our own listeners aren't too convinced because the poll is showing that a lot of them are not too fussed about this meet between the two. But it will be interesting to see what tangibly comes out from this. And we will have to watch the weekend to find out.
Yes, so speaking of that poll, we've had about 100 votes so far. You've still got just over an hour left to weigh in. So far, 41% have said, who cares, to the question of, are you more confident in PKR now that Dato Sri's Anwar Ibrahim and Azmin Ali have met? 31% said, no, they are not more confident. Only 14% said yes. 13% said, somewhat. Do continue to let us know what you think. In the meantime, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news after these messages. And in the breakfast grill, following that, Shaning will be speaking with Dato Azrin Mohamed Noor, Managing Director of Sedania Innovator. So be sure to stay tuned for that conversation after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.